Let's pray. Lord God, speak to us so that we might hear. May we open our ears to listen. May your spirit move and change us. We ask this in your son's holy name. Amen. Our scripture this morning is found in 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. Hear now the word of God. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here am I. You called me?" But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." And the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed the God, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering." Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it he said to you?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me, for may the Lord deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? What do you hear? I hear ringing in my ears. Do you hear God? Do you hear God calling? This lectionary text, for me, is so appropriate. Because over the last 3 or 4 days or more, since a verdict came down in New York, I have witnessed, as I have looked at my Facebook feed, where I get all the good news. Is that where you get your good news? Is that where God speaks to you? Well, I've learned over the last 4 days, whatever it's been, that God is speaking in a lot of different ways. And it doesn't sound like the same God is speaking in all people. Have y'all noticed that? God is speaking in a way that what happened in New York was a travesty. Terrible. That others are saying God has acted justly. Which is it? The same people who claim to be children of God, followers of Jesus Christ, are seeing the same event and saying something totally different. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. Right? Or is everybody right? And I look back and I'm thinking, people who are not considered Christians, who don't, or maybe trying to decide if they might want to be a Christian, they're saying, I don't want any part of those people. They don't know what they don't know, and if they do know, they don't know. Who are they listening to? Who are we listening to? We are not listening to the same people, person, deity, are we? You can't be listening to the same deity and come up with two totally different answers to the question. And so what are we supposed to do when we have people who speak in the name of God for you and me? And you say, I don't know if that's God. I don't know. Who are we listening to? As followers of Jesus Christ, and what is required of us? Y'all are real quiet. I think I struck a nerve. The last time I preached like this, somebody quit the church. So I just want to bring it to you. You know, last week's my last week. Next week's my last week. But what are we listening to? Is it God or Satan? You see, because I've come to understand that there are people who say that this is God, but yet they've never done things they need to do, what I think they need to do, on both sides of it, to speak for God. They don't read the Bible or have never read the Bible. They don't pray. They're not in an accountability group. They're not in a group where there is a place of love and where we can talk and openly talk about things. But we can speak for God and how we're supposed to respond. Many years ago, Jed Harris, who was a producer on Broadway, he was producing Thornton Wilder's Our Town. It was a big thing, big deal, shows every week. And as the season went on, it got harder and harder, and the stress got harder and harder and greater. And all of a sudden, he started noticing that his hearing was going away and he couldn't hear anymore. He was afraid, and he goes to this audiologist, and the audiologist does the test and all the stuff, both ears, all the things. And he comes out and he walks up to him and pulls out a pocket watch and puts it up beside his ear, and he said, can you hear this? He said, I can hear that. And he walked about 4 feet away and he said, can you hear this? Yeah, I can hear that. Then he walks to the door. Can you hear this? He could hear it. He walked out in the hall. Can you hear this? I can hear that. He walks back in and says, nothing's wrong with your hearing. You have just chosen not to listen. So often I think God is speaking to us, and it is truly God, and we choose not to listen. We truly do. There's this old story about this couple. They were in their 70s, been married 55 years, and the wife had just had it, and she wanted a divorce. The kids were beside themselves. No, you can't. Y'all can't get a divorce. You can't get a divorce. Go to counseling. Please go to counseling. So they go to counseling. And so the counselor asked the wife what seems to be the problem. And she says, he never asked me if I'm happy. And he said, the husband says, I assumed you were happy. He never tells me he loves me. Well, I thought you knew I loved you. The wife continued, he never says I'm beautiful. I look at you every day and I admire your beauty. We rarely talk. Well, I know you like to read. And she says, well, I read because you don't talk. And there was a pause. We never go out. The husband says, well, I thought you liked to stay in. I stay in because I want to go out. And then the counselor says, is there anything else? And she says, he's mean to me. How so? 3 days a week for 55 years, he's made me eat the end of the bread loaf. 3 days a week, that's the toast I get in the morning. And he said, that's my favorite pieces of toast. I was trying to be nice to you to have more than I was having. Needless to say, they had a failure to communicate. Who do we listen to? Or are we listening? Our scripture tells us in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. I wonder if there are many visions today. Who is the last person in here to have a vision? When was the last time you heard from God? That's really what a vision would be. What do you do to hear from God? Now, there are a lot of things we talk about a lot. We're going to honor some people today who did one of them. But reading your Bible is a good way to hear from God. Many, many years ago, when the world was simpler, I wanted to get close to God, and so I began reading my Bible. I started with reading a chapter in Genesis 1, Psalms 1, Matthew 1. One chapter a day, starting in those places, parallel reading through the Bible. Only thing I didn't look at the number of chapters, any of that stuff. I just determined that I was going to read it till I'd read the whole Bible. And if I read through the New Testament, but I hadn't finished the Old Testament, I was going to start over on the New Testament. I was not going to die in the wilderness. I was not going to die in Numbers. How many of you have died in Numbers? All those numbers, or those laws in Leviticus, or God forbid, the 60 whatever chapters of Isaiah or Ezekiel. You've all died in one of those books. I was determined not to die. And so I began reading. Somewhere about a month into this exercise, I was reading one morning and I realized, whatever I just read spoke to me about something I was dealing with at work. And I said to myself, precious, that's a coincidence. That's interesting. And I kept reading. And about 4 weeks later, it happened again. That's interesting. Kept reading. This time it happened about 3 weeks later. This is interesting. Then it got my attention. I'd never had enough sense to pray that God would speak to me through what I was reading. To speak to me in a powerful way about what I was reading. And it was amazing That's what started happening. Somewhere in the midst of that, I started praying for people, and I realized that prayer works. God can speak to you through prayer. Amen? God can speak to you, but you have to spend more time than a teenager texting with two thumbs, who can text 60 words a minute minimum. You can't type that thing that fast and move on and hear from God, I don't think. I wish I could text that way, but I can't. You got to spend time. That acronym of praying, the word ACTS, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, period, a period of listening. Do we want to hear from God, or do we want to just assume we know all God has to say for us? Do we really want to know how God wants us to live and treat one another, or do we want to avoid the things he's saying to us because we don't want to do what he's telling us to do and criticize people who are not doing what they need to do in our own eyes? Y'all never done that, have you? Pray for those who curse you and do things against you. I ain't doing that, God. I ain't gonna do it. Never, 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 never gonna do it. You might not say it, but you don't do it, do you? Are there people you refuse to pray for? Are there people you refuse to love? Then what right do we have to tell somebody else they aren't doing what God said to do? Who are you listening to, people? Who are you listening to? Me? Who are we listening to? What does God have to say to us for this time as this? In our country and in the world. A time where we cannot agree on anything and we look at people with such hatred. I mean, we really do. We condemn other Christians and people who claim to be Christians. We condemn Muslims. We can condemn Jews. We condemn all these people. And that's not what God said to do, did he? What did he say? One of the things I found this week was the way you know you have an open heart is that you have open ears. Being willing to listen. So sit and talk. Have a conversation. Admit that you've been wrong before. You want to be right. You want to be right with God. Not just right with your political views or whatever is going on, but you want to be right with God, and that takes effort. You know why God quit having visions? Because Eli heard God speak about correcting your children, your boys, who were blaspheming God, and he did nothing. The only thing he knew was that must be God talking to Samuel. I wonder if he ever thought, I wonder why he's not talking to me. I would say the reason he's not talking to Eli is because Eli's not doing the things he's supposed to be doing. So, as followers of Christ, who are we going to listen to? Who are we going to listen to? And who are we going to follow? Because that's the question we really need to answer if we're going to make a difference in this world. Are we going to be a people of hatred and war and all kinds of evil? Or are we going to be people who love Christ in the way that we know, that people know that we belong to Christ is by the way we love one another? Because to me, that's all that matters. Let's work on listening to God, okay? I think we'll be better off if we truly do the things necessary to hear Him. Let's pray. Lord God, forgive us when we claim to know You, but we don't. Forgive us when we feel like we have all authority in heaven and earth, but yet we've not prayed to You, sought Your wisdom. Forgive us when we tell everybody what's wrong with them before we get right with You and confess our own sinfulness and repent and change. Forgive us when we don't strive to be made perfect in this life. It is in Your Son's powerful name we pray. Amen.